Yo, it's your boy DJ A-Ron Cornbread.
Our brother.
Hey, this is K-Kemp.
What podcast are the people listening to?
The A-Square Podcast.
What up, baby? What up, baby? What up, baby?
Mr. West!
That's right. We are here. This is A-Square Podcast. This is episode 87 of them things. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. There's some haters out there, bro.
Somebody told you, like, you thought they weren't or something, or what?
No, they think we had episode 52, bro.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy.
They think we just started this shit. Yeah.
This is our first episode, actually.
They're the type of people that, you know what I'm saying, you give them $1 million, and they'd be like, I got to pick it up, though.
Yeah.
That's the type of people we talk about, bro.
That's facts, man. 87 episodes in is the A-Squared Podcast, brought to you, sponsored by wolfsmanbeardcare.com. Make sure you visit the website, link in the description, and use that promo code A, the number 2, and the letter P, A-Squared Podcast. Use that and you receive a discount on all your beard care products, balm, all of it, man. Soap, they have everything. So make sure you guys visit them and let them know that we sent you.
Come on, man. Who don't like discounts? And also our website also has their link in the description, asquarepodcast.com. Make sure you go on there, subscribe. You get all the latest news, what we got going. And then when you subscribe, you know, we send you our notifications when new episodes drop too. So
who don't like discount?
Facts.
Black people love discounts, bro.
What? Coupons and all that shit. They used to cut them out and stuff, bro. That's crazy.
You be having like a good conversation with somebody, be like, yeah, man, I got a brand new business I just started, man. Yeah, it's only $10. Yeah, 10? Can I get it for the 4? Let me get it for the 4, bro. I'm trying to help you out.
So it's funny you said that. So I went to I'm gonna go get an oil change. And you know, whenever you get an oil change, they ain't gonna let you leave out of there with just oil change, right? They're gonna tell you 30 things wrong with your car, bro.
Yeah.
So it's a lady in front of me. And I don't know if she's Haitian or something. I don't know what she was. I was trying to put my finger on where she was from. But the guy says, all right, your bill $300. You know, we did everything we could to get it to $300 in them things. She said, $300? She said, how am I going to eat? I ain't prepared for that bill and do all that. Like she wasn't having the 300, right? And it was a Hispanic guy. He was like, man, bro, I don't even feel like dealing with this shit, bro. So she was complaining because I guarantee the 300 wasn't the original price, right? Like, I'm sure they told her 500 or something and they got it down to 3. So complain, like she was finagling them, bro. So he says, all right, let me try to go to my manager one more time. I'll be back. So he leaves. He's gone for 5 minutes. I'm stating like, bro, like, hurry up, man. I'm trying to get out of here, dog. He come back. He said, all right, my manager uses discount. All right, your new bill is $220. She looked at him, and she looked at me, and she looked at him. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. All right, do I pay with my card? So I said, oh, this chick right here. People always finagling in a recession, boy.
I love it. Always. It ain't even got to be a recession. It doesn't have to be COVID-related, bro. They finagling whatever they can do, bro.
That shit was hilarious. And I sure was like, man, should I just pay for this shit for this chick, bro, so she can get the hell out of the way? I was this, for real. I was so close, bro, because I'm like, if she going to argue over $220, I'm going to be here all day, bro. I'm going to be like, bro, I'll just pay for it because they'll come back to me in goodwill somewhere down the line, bro. But she agreed to the $220. So I said, all right, good.
You said, how am I eat?
How am I going to eat? I didn't plan for this bill. No, 300. No, that's no good. Hilarious. I said, oh, shit.
That is hilarious.
What's goody, man?
Man, bro, where should we start? Like, do we start on voter suppression? Should we start on?
We can, shit. It's real.
The NBA quote unquote super team. Should we start on If Jesus coming back, where do you want to start? What are we going to do here, bro? Because it's a lot of stuff going on. I was here to tell you about my week, but it's a lot more shit going on in the world.
I was about to say, you know, my default is to talk about us, bro. Let's see how we doing, man. Easter Sunday coming up, man. So, you know, me and the fam going to head out of town for a couple days, go see my aunts in, I think, South Carolina. So okay. It'll be good to see the family for 2 or 3 days. You know, I'm still essential staff, so I can't be gone that long because I'm on call. But
right.
It'll be good to see them for a little bit. You know, my son, he going back to – so for the listeners out there, let me tell y'all, man. So about a month ago, a little less than a month ago, his school district, which he's been out of school, you know, or out of school but doing virtual learning, they send out an invoice saying, hey – or a memo saying, we're going to vote that your son will either go to school Monday and Tuesday or Thursday, Friday, right? So the parents have to vote, you know, if y'all agree with that. So it passed. All the parents was like, all right, cool. 2 days in class, 3 days virtual, right? Last week, his mom called me. She says, hey, did you get a notice or an email or anything saying that they're going to school 4 days out the week? I said, what? So apparently, I think it's about funding, you know, something about, it's always about money, right? I think they were like, all the students will come back 4 days out the week. And all the parents were in the uproar. Like, bro, that's not what you proposed to us, and we didn't even vote on that. So a lot of parents are pushing back. So, and we're one of those parents. So he going to be in school Monday and Tuesday, and then the rest of the week he's going to be virtual. Like they just making up shit, bro, as they go. So to the listeners out there, if y'all got kids,
like
it's a
guessing game. It's like guessing game right now. You know what I'm saying?
So. It is. It is, man. But other than that, he good. I'm good. I introduced him to the Matrix. He hit me with the, hey, you know, he know a little bit about the Cornbread Review, you know what I'm saying? But he was like, hey, Pops, what's your favorite movie? I said, what's my favorite movie? I said, The GOAT. What you mean? He said, well, what's The GOAT? You know, him in his mind, he thinking Sonic or Avengers or something. I said, say less, bro. Sit down, man. So we watched The Matrix, man. So yeah, he was asking a lot of questions, but he was paying attention. You know what I'm saying? It was some things that he didn't understand, but it was good. We was watching it. So when it ended, I said, yeah, next week we could watch Matrix 2. He said, there's a 2? I said, yeah, because when we complete that, we're going to watch Matrix 3. He said, there's a 3? And I said, hey, we're going to be cooking. He said, is there a Matrix 4? I said, at the end of the year, he said, really? I said, hey, say less. So it's just funny. Introducing him to a different world. You know what I'm saying? When the Lion King came out, you know, the animated version, he was like, have you seen the Lion King? I said, what? I said, bro, I saw the Lion King as a kid. I'm like, bro, don't disrespect me, bro. Because everything that's new to him, he think it's new to everybody, you know?
So it's just funny having those
conversations with him, man. But you good, man? What's up over there?
Man, I'm chilling, bro. Well, I guess we could talk about it, man, bro. I haven't DJed since last March 6th, to be exact. It was the last time that I actually DJed in front of a crowd. So I accepted my first job back, bro. So I will be doing the National Junior College Basketball Championships. Championship again this year, which canceled last year, obviously, because of COVID.
Right.
So I'll be back for that, man. So we'll see, you know, it's March Madness right now, but, you know, junior college championships start April. So I got 5 straight days, bro, of championship games, bro.
Man, that's great, man.
So I did that, and along with that came – I'm a guinea pig, bro.
Uh-oh.
I went and got the COVID the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
So yeah, I ain't got to tell yet, bro. It ain't start growing. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't. But I figured, look, I'm gonna be around a lot of people, even though the arena is only gonna be half capacity. That's still a lot of people in an arena to me. I haven't been around anybody. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, I have a very small wedding that I got to do after that. And I got another thing that's coming up too, man. I'll talk about hopefully in the next couple of weeks. I'll talk about
that. And your staff too. It ain't like you're gonna be there. That's a just watching as a fan. Like your staff, you're gonna have to be around people and be in certain situations. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
I just wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, man, I've been taking a little bit more responsibility with my grandma and helping her out and taking her different places and stuff like that. I took her to get her vaccine. But you know, when she got to go to the store, you know, that's first of all, number one, that's exercise for her to get out, walk around in the store. You know what I'm saying? And instead of me just going and picking the stuff up and bringing it to her, you know, she wants to get out, get fresh air. And if I'm going to be doing that type of stuff, then I want to, I felt like this, let me just go ahead and do it. And shit, I mean, if I die from it, then shit, we go episode 87 of them things, bro.
Hey, that's a fact.
It's going to be the best of episode one, the best of episode two. That's how it's going to be, bro. Hey, and they all going to count, bro. They all going to count. It's going to be episode 88, best of episode one. That's how we going to do it. I like it.
Well, why are you around different people, man? You know, I'm not getting it till I'm forced to, right? But over the weekend, I was around. You know, let's start with some battle rap. Well, are you done with your week? Everything good?
Yeah, before we move on. Yeah, okay, go ahead. So, battle rap, bro.
Battle rap, man. So to the listeners out there, we had Easy the Block Captain on. I think he was episode 81.
I think it's 81.
Episode 81. So go check him out. Easy the Black Captain. He's a battle rapper. He came on the show. So went to a battle rap event. First in-person event for battle rap in about a year. About 200 to 300, maybe 400 people that was in attendance in Atlanta. And I was one of them. But me, I was double masked up. You know, I didn't take my mask. I took my mask off 3 times, and that's to drink my sip of water that I had in my hand the whole time. Right. I wasn't playing around with it, but, half of the people probably had masks. Half of them did it. They was on, Black People Time. You know, I've been going to events since episode one. I've been talking to y'all. I've been going to events. So the shit said it started at 3. I'm like, bro, I live in Atlanta, bro. I'll show up around 3:30, 3:45. You know what I'm saying? That should at least give the line moving by the time I show up, right? I got in line 3:45, parked, all that other stuff. We didn't get into the venue till about 4:30, 5 o'clock, bro. I'm just standing outside. The event said it ended at 8. I didn't leave that venue till 11:30. So my back, and so my feet again.
That's the reason I don't do the battle rap, bro. I got to watch it on the app or whatever. I cannot be standing up. I cannot be standing up for 6 hours just watching it. It's one thing for me to DJ. Even when I DJ a wedding, I get to sit down and eat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, what?
That's a long time.
I ate at 1 p.m. So, like I said, I didn't get to leave till 11:30, which was about 11:45 with traffic and all that stuff, getting my car and, you know, just waiting to get out of there. So I was like, bro, I'm starving. It's almost midnight. I was like, all right, let me go to McDonald's real quick, get some fries or something. Pull up to McDonald's. Hey, we just closed. I said, fuck. I said, all right, there's another McDonald's like around the corner. I'm like, all right, cool. Go to the other McDonald's. That shit was as long as that battle rap line, bro. I said, well, I'm not eating tonight. So I went home, took a shower. My car smelled like weed and blunts for about 5 days, bro. Because of it, my clothes were in my, you know what I'm saying?
Not just weed. It was weed and blunts.
Weed and blunts and stogies. Imagine standing around that for like 7-8 hours, bro. It was bad, but it was fun. Good to be out. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my happy times, battle rap, movies, things like that. You know, so it was good to be around that, but COVID is still prevalent. You know what I'm saying? So please be careful out there, especially summer's coming up too, bro. So, you know, if y'all going to get out more, like you said, you got a wedding and games and stuff, you know, just everybody be careful, man.
Yeah. So how was the battle rap, bro?
Battle rap event was good, man. I got to see Easy the Block Captain again. I told him, if y'all listen on there, I said, hey, I'm a tell you, you was on my podcast. That's how I introduced myself. He's like, all right, bet. So when I saw him, I said, what up, Easy? He was like, what up, man? But he really didn't recognize me. I said, hey, bro, remember you came on my podcast, man. I want to thank you, man. He said, oh yeah, that's right. He said, how you doing, man? He was like, hey, much love. I respect it. So I got to talk to him real quick because he was busy, with other people coming up to him. So I just said, what's up to him again. He said, what's up? And then he had a battle last night, actually. I think they lost low key, but but it's just good to see him, do his thing. But the battle rap event was good. And then I know the headline was Ace Amin versus John the Don. You can YouTube that battle. It's out now. I think it's almost at 400,000 views right now. So it's pretty good battle. But I know you want to talk about what Cassidy got a battle coming up with Hitman.
I want to talk about why I watched a video and this dude just stood there with his dick out. Oh, let's talk about God, that,
bro. That's not has let's nothing to do with battle that. Rap, but go ahead and
it
talk.
Does
about
it does have everything to do with battle rap, bro. So over the last day, I sent Antonio a message. And
don't ever send me that again, bro.
Bro, I sent him this message with this video. So I'm scrolling on my timeline on Twitter, and I see this dude and this girl dancing. And, he holding her up and,
dancing, saying that's dry humping. They wouldn't dance.
Yeah, in an arena. It's battle rap. This is a battle. this is a battle, bro. So he's holding her up and he getting his bars off. He getting his shit off, right? I said, oh shit, round one to him. Oh shit, he got it right here. He popped the titty out. He starts sucking on the titty. I said, oh shit, round two, he got it. She said, hold up a minute. She tapped my leg. She tapped my leg through Twitter. She said, watch this. She jumped down. She took his belt off. She pulled his pants off.
This is in front of everybody, too.
This is in front of an arena full of people. Arena full of people. She pulled his pants down and she sat back and looked at him and his dick was just out, bro. And she looked at the audience and she looked at me.
And you can hear people laughing too, bro.
She looked at the audience and she looked at me and she looked at him and she looked back at me and she sat up and pulled his pants back up, bro.
She did.
This chick was willing. This chick was willing to suck his booty off his back, bro. Until she saw what was under them pants, bro.
Under the hood, he
saw what was under the hood, and it was a flawless victory, bro. She just pulled his shit up, and it was over.
She did Mortal Kombat him. She Mortal Kombat'd him, bro. She fatality'd him.
Antonio, I've never seen anything like that before in my life, bro. He just stood there. First of all, my guy, bro. Listen. Let me break this down to you, bro. You are the only person that knows your body, bro. If you know you don't have a it to whip it out, bro, do not allow this to ever happen.
Not in public, bro. Not in public.
He should have, bro. The only way that you do anything like that, knowing your own body is like that, is in the complete dark, intoxicated. Both of y'all, very intoxicated, bro. And then whatever happens, happens. If you lose, you lose.
Because she's going to talk about you, but you can lie, though. You're like, man, she tripping. You know what I'm saying? Well, like, nobody else knows it.
Exactly, bro. But not with 50,000 people in an arena.
Where was this at? Like Brazil or something? Like, I don't know where it was.
Antonio, it doesn't matter where it was. It mattered where it ended, bro.
Facts.
That was a WWE match, bro.
That's a fact.
I've never seen anything like it. She sat back and looked behind her. She couldn't believe it. She could not believe it. That's where I was. That's my battle rap of the day. So let's start right there.
Yeah.
I sent that to 300 people, bro.
Yeah, don't do that again, though, bro. Don't do it.
Oh, so man, what else we gonna get started with, man? Let's see.
I was gonna say, talk about Versus, man. I know they've been doing a couple things coming up, man.
So Versus, man, proud of them guys, man. Very happy for Swiss and Tim. Biggest reason why I'm very excited for them is because number one, they started this whole thing as just having fun. you know what I'm saying, with each other. You know what I'm saying? Then they moved it to, I think it was Summer Jam when they was both on the stage going back and forth. I remember when Swiss battled, and he was doing DJing. Like, he was DJ battling. Just Blaze. And remember he pulled out, he played a Jay-Z verse or whatnot, and everybody was like, oh, shit, like, Busta was like, it was like battle rap, you know what I'm saying? Because they never heard that before. So it started off as two friends doing stuff like that with each other. And it grew and it helped us get through the pandemic. We were able to see some of our favorite, you know, artists go kind of head to head. And now it turns into not so much of a versus, but a battle. Not a battle, excuse me, a celebration. You know what I'm saying? So it's very dope. So they made a deal with Triller, for those of you who are not familiar with that, that's the same app that Mike Tyson fought, was it Roy Jones?
Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, so so they sold the Versus to Triller, and they got equity in Triller. So they're sitting on, like, the board of Triller, and not only that, but they got to bring everybody who helped them build Versus by doing a Versus, got a percentage, got a share,
share equity, yep,
of equity inside of the company of Triller, bro.
That's amazing,
which is something that I have never seen before, because typically companies don't do stuff like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing business with you. We're not doing business with other people.
Right. Especially so this, the past people. Yeah. Like, they're
absolutely
not with y'all. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the type of stuff that our financial gurus, you know what I'm saying, like, they tell us, this is how you move, this is how you have financial freedom, is by sitting on the board of these companies. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't understand the business part of it. You know, I saw a lot of people out there, man, saying some really ignorant stuff. Like, I was just on Facebook a couple days ago, and I was seeing some people say, you know what I'm saying, these big companies be buying up our stuff and we just be selling out, you know. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, this is a business move. This is a power move. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got equity inside of the company. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't get those opportunities. So I salute those gentlemen for what they did, and they're still involved with it. It ain't like they're not involved with it anymore.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They're actually, this helps them now, because they could do more of them now. So I know.
Absolutely.
I think last week, Raekwon versus Ghostface happened.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to watch that one, but I know I saw some great reviews from that. And then they announced, was it SUV or SWV versus, what's the one with Tiny? What's the one with Tiny?
I don't know, man. I don't know why it's slipping my head right now. I'll look it up. But yeah, so they got that one. They got the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is amazing. And this helps them with, you know, funding to get these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just amazing either way you, it's Escape, bro. Escape.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, so more power to the women, you know what I'm saying, for getting, and all this stuff, everything that they're doing, it's helping the artists in tremendous ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see those streams go from whatever small percentage to 200%. You know what I'm saying? Like, just people going back and reliving those songs, re-listening to it, vibing out shit, like how you share movies with your son. Now people are remembering all these songs. They're sharing them with their kids. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, salute to them brothers for that, man. I think it's amazing. And I look forward to seeing what's next, because I was listening to Swiss the other day, and he just said it's a lot that they have going on, man. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it, bro.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. And we'll keep, like I said, whenever we get the news and stuff like that, we'll keep letting y'all know so y'all can check them out, man. If you haven't checked out a Versus, go back. I don't know how many they got, like 10 to 15 so far now.
It's quite a bit. So
there's somebody that you like that's on there. You know what I'm saying? So go back and check them out.
And they said that they haven't even dove into, like, the reggaeton you know what I'm saying, stuff as well. Like, it's a lot more, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? For all
and they low key, they ain't got no heavy. They got some great people, but they ain't got no heavy hitters yet. Like, they ain't got Jay-Z, Nas, Lil Wayne, Drake. They ain't got like Mariah Carey's, the Beyonce's.
I think you got a good chance with Mariah. I'm sure that Missy is still gonna do it. I'm sure that Busta is still gonna do it.
They said Busta versus Missy. People, I said, what? I said, I need that now.
And they said they want they said they wanted to do it. And they're going to make that happen. And I mean, it's quite a bit out there that they, you know what I'm saying, are sharing. According to Swiss, just talking about it the other day, he said they had Dr. Dre. He was going to come out there and announce that he's going to do the verses. He didn't say who he's going to go against, but he said he was going to do the verses. But then the Teddy Riley stuff happened with sound, and the sound was bad. And he was like, I can't put my legacy on the line. You know what I'm saying? It with bad quality like that. So it was like, that was the biggest hit that they took. And it like, Swiss was like, man, it hurt my heart because I really wanted to, you know what I'm saying, to have him do it. But you know, he's like, now that
any Eminem versus 50 Cent or something, that'd be crazy.
Now that they open it, Eminem's losing, bro.
To 50?
Eminem. I thought about this. I was like, man, who is Eminem gonna battle, right? I was like, who is he gonna battle? Because he is a great rapper. But song for song, I'm not sure that it's like, if he plays Stan, nobody's gonna like it. Stan is a great song. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know what it's about.
But
you
it's
know,
not a everything. Club bang or something.
Right? Yeah, it's like the like, I think the majority of like his songs are getting is not going to match up with anybody.
I can see that.
Although he's a great rapper.
Even I'm going to be biased though. Yeah. I'm going to be biased because he's my number 3 out of 5, man. So,
yeah.
So I'm going to be biased, but I do get what you're saying. But
even if he battled Wayne or something like that, like if he battled Wayne, if Wayne played Fireman, what is he going to come back with?
Lose Yourself. What you mean?
Yeah. That's the only song though.
My name is. What you talking about?
Bro,
Superman, he got some bangers, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that to him, bro.
He did it to himself.
Don't do that.
He did it to himself. If he played Fireman and he come back with Superman, bro, get that shit the fuck out of here, bro.
Superman is crack.
Nobody's gonna sit there. You're gonna slow the whole movement down, bro.
Man,
get that shit out of here.
I can rap that whole song.
It's a great song. It's just not going against anything.
I don't know what he got for a milli though. I don't know what the hell.
Bro, if he play, nobody's listening.
A milli. Oh my god. Jay-Z gonna have to play like Big Pimpin' or something. Like I'm trying to think of like
if he plays Kim, everybody's gonna leave the venue, bro. Everybody is leaving the venue. That's it. That's it. All the streams are gone. All the streams. They're leaving, bro. You know how you always say they be late when they start?
I mean, but he got guilty conscience too, though. I mean, bro, he don't do this to him, bro. Don't
I
do
know
it
what
to
you're
him, bro. I want to see it.
I know. I think any of these rappers out. Millie Rock is getting Eminem the fuck out of here, bro.
That's crazy. I don't want to hear this. I think M would beat 50, but I think what Lil Wayne would beat Eminem in a versus battle.
Eminem is not beating 50 on 50's
that's
worst song. Bro.
Crazy.
On his worst song. He could play It's a Big Rich Town, and that's getting everything that Eminem got the fuck out of here.
I just come from the poorest part.
And you know this, bro. He gonna bring out Joe and disrespect Eminem, Joe. That's crazy, bro.
I don't know, bro. I'm not jacking that, bro. I don't know, bro.
Eminem, the only two songs Eminem got to do to battle is gonna be Renegade.
Lose Yourself, Renegade, and Hi, My Name Is. Hi, My Name Is crack too. What?
No, bro.
Come on, bro. Stop. Now you.
You
bro.
Cannot play. Hi, My Name Is not going in a versus battle, bro. It's not gonna work.
This is funny you're saying this because none of what you just said has sold more than Eminem's records, though.
We're not talking about selling of songs.
No,
bro.
No. But we're what I'm saying is obviously people listen to them and buy them is what I'm saying. Yes. So you're saying it like nobody knows these songs, which is a lie.
No. I take that back. I'm not going to say nobody knows these songs. I'm saying in a battle, song for song, Hi, My Name is not Man. Coming out of victory, bro.
Man.
It's not coming out of the victory, bro.
I gotta
he should have never gave 50 Cent in the club, if that's the case.
And that's a fact.
He should have never
in
did
the
that,
club bro. Is crazy.
I mean, it's not. I can tell you like this, bro. There's maybe on one hand, I could tell you I've probably played a Eminem song as a DJ. Yeah. Hi, My Name is. In a throwback like session, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like in a throwback session, like I'll play that. I'm playing that shit for 20 seconds, bro. 20 seconds. I gotta get out of the because everybody gonna sing the hook. But then that's I gotta go. I gotta go after that. Love him and Eminem. I know.
Tell him to put some respect on your name, man.
No, he needs.
You got my vote. I gotta see it because if he lose, I'm gonna be heartbroken, bro. But I get what you're saying, though.
He losing all the young people too. Every last one of the young people.
Bro. Drake now, versus Lil Wayne. What, I don't know.
Drake wants to battle Kanye. He wants to go with Kanye. He wants to do one with Kanye.
Yeah, that's too personal, though. I don't know.
Why is this dude calling Kim, bro? Stop. Why is he doing it? He's a dirty dude, bro. That is dirty. He dirty, man. What else going on? Did we ever touch on the whole Jay-Z selling of Tidal? Did we talk about that? I don't remember.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
So you want to tell the people about that? You know the ins and outs?
No, not really.
So essentially, just for the people that don't know, you can do your research. But Jay-Z did sell his shares of Tidal to Square, which is also own Cash App and Twitter as well. And now he holds a seat on the board of directors. So yes, he sold Tidal, but he sits on the board. So that's another one of those people where people out there was talking about a sellout move and stuff like that, but don't have any idea how business operates, right? You know what I'm saying?
I'm confused, though. Like, why people who say this, they don't have anything.
They don't have anything. They have 0% ownership in anything.
Like, this makes no sense, bro. That's like if Apple call us and say, hey, we want to buy all A Square podcast. Y'all still do the podcast. Like, what you mean? Can we get a stake in Apple and do it? Like, what?
A stake in something. Yeah, absolutely. What? That's how business operates, bro. You start a business. The majority of businesses are started to gain value to be sold so that you can take the next step. What is the next step? If you sell it to a company, the next greatest step you can do is be on the board of that company. Is it not?
It's me buying a new a house and I don't sell it because of equity or something like that.
Or
somebody come in and say, hey, I'm gonna buy your house for $1 million and you only paid $300,000 for it. Like, what? This doesn't even make money sense.
Now you a sellout. You a sellout because you sold it to somebody for $1 million.
Like, come on, bro. Like,
and you still can run that property.
Yeah. And you still can live there. Like, what? Like, these people are goofies, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, it's wild, bro. It's definitely wild.
No, but shout out to him. Oh,
absolutely, man. It's great business moves, man. And to me, it's educating. You know what I'm saying? It's if you really look at it, it's educating us to make the next, you know what I'm saying, whatever moves that we can in business. You buy properties to flip them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you buy them to flip them. You buy land to so that people buy houses, they put it on your land, and you're still getting the benefits of it because it's on your land. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot, bro. I don't understand the hate behind it. I think that's really what it boils down to be honest.
I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. But to the people listening out here and y'all want to start a business and all that stuff, man, grind. Keep doing what you're doing. And then hopefully somebody does buy you out or you use that money to, you know, build another business. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let somebody stop your ambition, bro. Don't let these naysayers and comments mess up your life, bro. Because if you look at they life, it ain't where yours is at.
Exactly.
It's not. It's not, man. So keep doing what you're doing. What's up?
I was going to say, I kept on seeing this, these memes go around, and I wanted to talk about it real quick. So there's been a bunch of memes going around, and I have no idea who, I had no idea who these people were. So it's a guy, and like I said, it was a bunch of memes, and a bunch of people was making fun of this couple, and I didn't understand what it was about. So I like listened to a few things, and I looked this guy up, and it's a guy named Derek Jackson. He is a relationship guy. So he speaks to people about not cheating on your wife.
No, he speaks to women.
He speaks to women, but he talks shit about men.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, the things that he is saying is correct. You know what I'm saying? These are good things. I have a problem with these type of people, though, because when you do this, it can come back and bite you in the ass, which it definitely did. Because in doing that, he was shitting on people like Lil Duval, talking about him. He talked about Charlamagne. He talked about some pastors that's out there who, you know what I'm saying, who made mistakes on their wives or whatever. He talked about a whole bunch of different people in the meantime while having sexual relationships with other women, bro.
This is your credit advisor having a 450 credit score. Like, shit don't add up, bro. Like, how are you going to correct my credit, but your credit is 450, 500, bro? Like, it don't add
up. He going to teach you how to do it.
Yeah, he going to teach you, but his shit's fucked up. So that's kind of the equivalent, bro.
That's exactly what it is. So as I'm sitting there and I'm watching, I saw a video and I said, man, let me just watch the video. It's 6 minutes. So let me get this dude 6 minutes of my life when we try to dissect this shit. So I'm sitting there listening to him talk. And this guy is talking in third person, bro. He's like, Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson doesn't do this. Derek Jackson is a good guy. Derek Jackson, he teaches people how to do it. So he's talking all this stuff. And I'm like, nigga, it's you. You're the problem. Yeah. You are the problem, bro. And the most messed up part about the situation, Antonio, is that he brought his wife to sit next to him, bro. So after denying everything, he brings his wife in and sits her down, bro. And this is so bogus, bro, because she's sitting there in a sweatshirt and a bonnet. It looked like he woke her up out of bed and was like, hey, come here, sit down right here. Yeah. Like, he didn't let her get dressed up. He didn't, like, nothing, bro. She sat there, and you know the internet, fam, you know the internet is already, we just talked about how crazy the internet is when they don't know nothing about business. You know that they crazy as hell when they want to roast your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, the internet does not care. Why would you bring your wife up there, sit her up there, and look like that for the internet?
Look up the pictures to the listeners out there.
Derek his name? Jackson.
Derek Jackson. And then, so all you got to do is J-A-X-N, right?
J-A-X-N.
Which makes no sense. J-A-X-N, Jackson. That's how he spells his last name. But as soon as you type that in, your shit going to light up like a Christmas tree because it was a hot topic this week. So,
And then she came back and did another video, which it completely threw me off, bro. She came there in a military outfit. I said, look at this shit right here.
Yeah, she's going to war. What you mean?
She said, I'm going to war.
Yeah. Yeah. She about to get more than half, boy. She could have cooked this little guy.
I can't understand this shit. But I looked up. It was a lot of funny memes. But this is the reason why, guy, I have a problem with people who, you know, always have the answers. You know what I'm saying? They always have the answers. All you got to do is do this. All you got to do is do this. See, your problem is, you know, like that. And then they be the main ones out there doing the dirt. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, same thing with, you know, some of these pastors. It's like, yeah, they preach the word of God. And the word of God, you know, can be very motivational to people. It's good values. It's all that stuff in there. But once you start down talking other people, that's when the problem starts. You know what I'm saying? Don't be down talking people and then you do dirt and then you say, do as I say, not as I do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that was one of the things that I have ran across on the internet over the past couple of days too?
For me, man, well, I'll get into it. do my rest in pieces real quick. You know, so Hall of Fame, Elgin Baylor, he passed away at 86. I think it was natural causes. He was 86. He played for the Lakers, bro. He was balling.
That's right.
Like I said, he averaged 25 points and 10 rebounds in his career. You know, 11-time All-Star, man. So Elgin Baylor.
He scored 60 points in the playoffs. That's never happened.
Bro, still, like he's a cooker, bro. Elgin Baylor. So, man,
you know, so. Hey, obviously they always say the game slows down and, you know, in the playoffs and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, he ain't have that in him, bro.
Yeah, not for him. he was a beast, man. So rest in peace to him. Also, let me do I don't know what's see, so COVID underlining, the only positive I saw with COVID is we didn't have any mass shootings, bro. There wasn't no school shootings, wasn't no mass shootings because everybody was in the fucking house, right? But it gave people time to plan for this shit. Now that shit's opening up, man. So I want to say rest in peace to the 10 individuals in Boulder, Colorado who died by a fuckboy in a grocery store. You know, so
in a grocery store.
In a grocery store, bro. They just buying fucking, you know what I'm saying, Pampers and goddamn pizza. Like, And they lost their life, man. So, you know, another fuck boy, another week, another fuck boy, bro. So
you know what pisses me off about this, Antonio? The one thing that pisses me off the most about this is that all my life that I've heard presidents talk, anytime that there's a mass shooting or something that happens that's like super crazy or whatever, they always get on TV and they say, this is not America. This is not what America is. And it pisses me off because it's like, I'm 35 years old and I've seen everything that says that this is America. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know why they keep saying that. It doesn't make any sense. It's like an unwritten statement or something like that. You have to say that our country. This is not our country. This is not how we are. But this is exactly what it is. This is
exactly who we are.
I was just watching a movie, documentary last night, Crack. You know, about the crack epidemic. You know what I'm saying? All the stuff that was going on in there. And everything was, this is not America. This is, you know, we're going to make America great again. We're going to, you know, of course, that was Reagan's slogan. Trump took it. You know what I'm saying? And he was saying, it was like the same thing. You know, we got to get these drugs off the street. Well, y'all bringing them in. you're flying them in. You know what I'm saying? And CIA. You're putting them. Exactly. It makes no sense. I don't understand it. You know, or actually, I take that back. I do understand it because this is America. America's big business. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
That's exactly what it is. It's big business. So, you know, I just
think FBI kills the Black Panthers.
Yeah.
that's the threat.
Terrorist group.
That's the terrorist group.
The terrorist group, bro. And you know what? It's so crazy because it's because of social media and like the phones, technology and all that stuff. They throw this stuff. It's in our face right now. You know, you can get any news you want right now. You know what I mean? And it's anytime that there's a shooting or a stabbing or anything that happens, it's all over the media. So we're able to see it. And it's literally what it is doing is it's just making us so aware of it. Like we see it desensitizing, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like we see it and damn, another shooting. It's crazy. Let me keep jogging. Another shooting. Damn, that's crazy. Let me play Call of Duty. We don't even, it's not even, it doesn't even making us. We just see it so much, bro, that it, I hate to say it like this, but it's almost like it's just another day. And that's sick. That's sick. You know what I mean? And, you know, yeah, prayers to those people, man, that went in there, just going to the grocery store, just buying up food, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is, the essential stuff that they need. And somebody comes in there and they do this and they just having a bad day. He's just having a bad day.
Yeah, fuck all that. It's sad, man.
It is.
I'm just thinking that, you know, this
you could have been in that store with your son, bro.
It's gonna get worse though. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, like, you can't go get a massage and you can get shot. You can't go to the grocery store and get shot. Like, it's about to be summertime now. People finna be at weddings, like you said, like, back in clubs, restaurants, bars, back at school. Like, it's just, you know, the Reaper's out there, bro. So you got to keep your shoes by your feet,
and
bro.
Every time, you know, that this happens, it's now we got to change these gun laws. We got to change the gun laws. They're not changing the gun law. They need to stop. They need to just stop saying that altogether.
I've never seen a gun shoot itself.
No. Ever. No, absolutely not.
I ain't never seen a gun on trial.
Never.
I've seen a gun as evidence. They ain't on trial though. This Glock 22, you're going to be judged by your peers, and they got other Glocks in the fucking row, 12 more Glocks, and then they vote and see if that gun is going to get 25 to life. I've never seen that. Have you?
Hell no. Okay. Because it's
so the gun's not the problem.
It's the people. You know, there's places you can go and walk in the place and get a gun today. Today. Like,
guns aren't the problem, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's not the, you're right. The guns are not the problem. It's the people. They're not checking for mental illness or anything like that. Hey, you 21 or you 18, whatever the age is in that state.
No, they check. They check. They just say it's a yes or no box. It's a yes or no box.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So they'll do a background check to see if you're, you know what I'm saying? If you have a felony.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like they check that. But what does that do? If you ain't never did that, you want to do it today, though.
Yeah. They asked Jackson, did you cheat? He said no. All right, cool. On the next one. Yeah. Obviously, he was cheating, right? Like, I would like to see – well, I don't want to see this, but what if somebody use a rocket launcher in the next one? You know what I'm saying? Like, then what? Then we're going to say, hey, we got to get these rocket launchers off the street? Like, it's like it never ends. It's not – those equipment is not the problem. We're the problem.
Absolutely.
We're the problem, bro. We're putting Band-Aids on fucking amputated arm.
Yeah.
Like, we're not solving the problem, bro. Which brings to more bullshit, bro, in Georgia, bro. Let's talk about, like you brought it up, man, voter suppression, bro. So this week, what is he, Governor Kemp?
Governor Kemp, your governor.
No,
your
governor. He ain't my governor. I live in Atlanta. He ain't my governor. So they passed the bill very quickly, I might add. This is the fastest bill I've ever seen passed, boy. It's known as the SB 202 bill, which basically it gives limitations and it grants other things on the voting process. So Atlanta's two states. You have Georgia. I said Atlanta's two states. So Georgia's two different states. Georgia is a red state, very Republican to the core. And then you have Atlanta, which is blue, as you can tell from the last election. And it's blue to the core. So how many times have I came over here in the past year, DJ, when I said they switched my place where I voted? Remember that? Remember I told you Absolutely. That? I've been going to the same place for 5 years. They just magically switched it. I said, what if I didn't have a car, right? Or what if I was here on my lunch break and I had to go back and now this is my only time to vote, right? I brought up all this stuff. I brought up the voter locations. People didn't have machines on. People didn't know what the hell was going on. They opened late. They didn't have enough people. They closed. It was a lot of BS, bro. So now let me tell you what this bill entails. It criminalizes people who offer food and water in the line to vote.
What the fuck does that have to do with voting, bro?
Tell me, what does that have to do with anything? So historically, I've been in Atlanta going on 9 years. For these 9 years, these lines be down the fucking block because there's always issue. And these people stay in line. Remember I told you some chick went on her lunch break and she said, I wasn't getting out of line till I vote. And she didn't. And it was like 5 p.m. by the time she got to vote. She said, I don't even know if I still got my job, bro. But I feel like this was what my purpose is to vote. So people like her out there and somebody offers her food and water to stand in line, keep fighting the fight. You're going to criminalize that? That's what's in this bill that got passed.
Yeah.
Another one. It requires ID for absentee ballots. My grandma is 72, early cases of dementia. She can't even tell me what the hell she ate this morning, my guy. You think she can find her ID to take a picture and scan it off and send it in with her absentee ballot? But you telling me her vote don't count, though? Come on, bro. I don't get it. And it limits the placement of ballot drop boxes. So if you live in a city.
The fact is, they don't want us to vote, bro. They
don't want you to vote, bro.
They don't want us to vote. That's let's just call a spade a spade. They don't want us to vote.
Because they lost when we did vote.
And every time, and every single time, if you go back and you look at history, every time people gather to really go to the polls, if the Republican people lose, they do something to suppress the vote, bro. It happens all the time. It's not new. It's just the stuff that they're putting in it is so blatantly racist. You know what I'm saying? It's so blatantly racist, and they don't want us to vote. So they put little stuff like this in there to be like, yo, if you are handed a bottle of water or a French fry, you are going to jail.
They're going to fine you or something. I don't know what the hell
now, what if you are 78 years old and you are standing in line? Should you have to be, I mean, do you have to have a cooler? Do you need to bring a cooler with you?
And that's what I want to see how, you know, bro, black people, we invented the finagle. We going to make it work, bro. It don't matter what environment you put us in, bro. We going to make it work. So I wonder if we all can bring our shit, right? Like if I bring some water and some food, would that count against me? You going to get what I'm saying?
Yep. You got to bring your own.
You got to bring your own. So if that's the case, we could all meet up at this location. Hey,
and we all
if you're going to stand in line for an hour or two, stop by here first, get you some snacks, and then go and wait in line. Because now, technically, I didn't give it to you on the premises, right? We got to find a way. We gonna make it work, bro. Don't let this discourage you.
And the next suppression is going to be y'all cannot gather prior to voting.
Social distancing.
48 hours prior.
Yeah, that's going to be in the next bill. SB 203, that's going to be in the next bill.
If you celebrated Thanksgiving, don't even bother.
Sweet potato pie, you cannot vote. That's taking all the black people out.
If you had cornbread.
What? No. See? Now I'm in the picket line, bro. Now I'm in the line, dog. No. I speak to my soul, bro.
It's out of control, man.
Limit drop-off boxes. So now even if you do make it out the mud and you do get a chance to vote, now your drop-off ballot place might be 20 miles away, bro. And you ain't got no car. How you gonna get there?
Like, so this, did you see there's a lady I saw that I was reading about on the news. She said that in Governor Kemp's office, the portrait that's behind him is a picture of a plantation that her parents lived on.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's on CNN right now. Stop it. She has the same painting in her same picture in her house of her standing in front of that plantation because she went back to where her, you know, say her people were. So that's some sick shit, man. It's some sick individuals out there. I don't know how they can sleep at night, really.
What you mean? This ain't America, bro. This ain't America, bro. What you mean?
No, this is very embarrassing. He go home and sit down with his kids and his wife, bro, right after he cheated on her.
No, this ain't America, bro. Stop that, bro.
This is Derrick Jackson. No. That's what this shit is.
So stay strong to my minorities out there, or even the Caucasian minority people, right? The people who don't get the benefit as much as your upper and middle class people. You know what I'm saying? Stay strong, man. Like I said, even if you voted for Trump, like you still, that's your right to vote. That's what you guys are missing the
point.
That's
what I'm saying. Like,
you know, you don't care who y'all vote for, but you have to vote. Like, this is your right. And they're trying to take it away from you.
And that's what, and that's another thing. It's like, you know, they don't want us to vote because they know also as well, their people don't vote. Those people that went out there on January 6th and ran up into the Capitol and all that stuff, they found out so many of those people didn't even vote, bro. And they're there running in that place talking about, we want our country back. So you didn't vote crazy at all. And this is what you do. It's ridiculous, bro.
It is, man. We're going to stay strong. I got a couple more things, man. One thing, what you said about the vaccine. So news came out this week. Krispy Kreme. If you have the vaccine and you have proof of it, they will give you a free donut every day for the year of 2021.
I have never had a Krispy Kreme donut before.
So you guys can die from diabetes instead of COVID. It's FYI.
So, hey, let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about let's stay on health real quick. Uh-huh. All right. So this week I started like a new diet. I want to be, you know, I want to just eat better, bro. You know, I feel like I've been sluggish. I feel like I've been no energy. So I've been making green juices. I've been making different juices and stuff like that in the morning time. So, like, I wake up and I make a juice. So, I put, like, kale, apples, ginger, carrots, celery, and I put all that in there, get all the juice out of everything, and I drink it. When I went to the store to buy all the stuff, I was like, damn, man, this stuff is expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's expensive to... You know, apples are expensive, bro. But I know I want to do it for, you know, health reasons, right? So the afternoon time, I was like, man, instead of getting a sandwich or something like that, I'ma go in Subway, but I'ma just get a salad. So typically when I go to Subway, bro, half sandwich, some chips, is about $7. I get a salad. The salad was $11.50, bro. I said, see, this that bullshit. So I said, all right, it is what it is. I said, well, I see these naked juices, right? So I was like, all right, I'm gonna buy one of these naked juices. But before I do, I wanted to Google it and see if it's good for you. So it's all these different articles and stuff on there, and I watched a video, and it was telling me how terrible these juices are for you. So they said that because the juices have juice has a lot of, you know, sugars, even though it's natural sugar, it has a lot of sugar in there and whatnot. So they was like, yeah, basically you're going to get diabetes when you drink these juices.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, I'm like, well, it's like a lose-lose situation because you're trying to eat healthy and but it's still bad. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you said, yeah, you go get the COVID vaccine, you get a Krispy Kreme donut, now you got diabetes. You know what I'm saying? Because you can go every day.
Every day they'll give you a free donut.
Yeah. So I'm just sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, bro, how do you even eat healthy?
I think,
you know what I'm saying?
I think, like, one of America's problems is we didn't learn in school, is we don't grow or make our own shit food-wise. I think that's kind of what hinders us, you know, because if like you said, so fruit automatically has this natural sugar. It's naturally sweet. So, and that's good for you because that's natural sugar. Your body needs that. But like you said, with the naked juices, they're adding extra sweeteners and all this artificial taste and all that shit, which is good for your brain.
Because they need to make it taste good.
They make it taste good, but it's not good for our bodies. So if we knew how to make smoothies as a kid and blended our own shit or knew how to grow our own salads and all that, like we would be eating stuff from the earth. And I think we would all be healthy, right, man.
Yeah. It needs to be taught, man. It definitely needs to be taught for sure. But yeah, I just bring that up because I was looking at the price and it was almost discouraging. But then even though I was discouraged, I just said to myself, I'm going to stick to it because there's a reason why this shit is more expensive, bro. They don't want you. They need people to buy the burgers and fries, bro.
Bro, went to Chipotle.
They need people to do that.
Went to Chipotle a couple of days ago. So they have cauliflower rice now. I didn't know that. I said, oh shit, okay, I might have to try that out because I've never had it. It says automatic $2 upcharge. So okay, that's already, you automatically looking at $2. I always get guacamole. You know what I'm saying? That's good for you. You know, avocados are good for your body. Good fats. Automatic $2 upcharge. So I'm looking at $4 right now before I even get a meal, bro. And like you said, that shit gets discouraging. Or you have to be able to pay for that, bro. That's not sustainable for people who have single parent, five kids, right? Like, shit, we finna get this McDonald's. It's 4 for $4.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, we have to do better with that shit, man. Make Big Macs $10.
Oh, hell no.
I guarantee people stop getting those. I mean, water, how is water the same as or more expensive than a 70-ounce sweet tea at McDonald's? It makes no sense. It's 99 cents for a 70-ounce sweet tea. I asked for a bottle of water. Oh, that's going to be $4.25. A bottle of water?
Yeah. Yeah. And don't hand that water out during voting process.
Yeah. You're going to be a criminal, bro.
Shot on sight.
don't go voting hungry, boy. You're going to be like the battle rap event. You're going to be standing up all day hungry as hell, man. I got two more things, man. Go.
I was going to say this. So I got an argument, bro. We need to switch to sports real quick because I got an argument, bro. I got a bone to pick, bro.
Okay.
One of my guys, bro, I bring him up on the podcast from time to time, bro.
Uh-oh.
His name Devontae, bro, but he go by Lee John, bro.
Lee John.
I want to fight this dude, bro.
Uh-oh.
I got to fight him, bro.
What happened, man?
He texts me every day about NBA super teams, bro. I said, bro, do you not realize that this is not anything new? Like, this is not new. This stuff has been happening. Like, it's only a few teams that win championships to begin with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like the Bulls are going to, you know what I'm saying, are normally in the hunt. Or it's literally the players that take the team to the championship. And the majority of people get moved either by choice or by business. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they want to trade your ass, they're going to trade your ass. Doesn't matter who you are. John Wall is a solid player, but even though he's averaging 22 points, he still got traded, bro. It doesn't matter. It's either business or by choice. So these teams are not just, like, for example, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played for the Bucks, ended up with the Lakers, correct?
Right.
He went to L.A., won championships. You know, they called that a super team. They called the Celtics a super team. You know what I'm saying? But it almost became like annoying that he kept on saying, like, look at all these trades. Look at all these people going to link up and all this type of stuff. And I'm like, bro, these are the teams trading these people. You know what I mean? Like, they're clean. Like Orlando, your team traded all these players, their best players, bro. Their best players to get what? Assets for the future. They're not going to the championship.
Orlando got a team?
Oh, I mean, that's neither here nor there. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, these players are getting smarter. If they are free agents, they're getting smarter. To me, that's me saying that, hey, I'm not going to be the next Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson was very loyal to the 76ers team, but the 76ers, to me, were never loyal to him by putting the pieces there to help him win. He took a team to the NBA Finals on his back, and those players were not very good. Dikembe Mutombo was at the end of his career. Eric Snow was a very basic average point guard at best. You know what I'm saying? Like Aaron McKee, you know what I mean? Like these were some role players, but they weren't what he needed to go against the Los Angeles Lakers.
Shaq and Kobe in their prime.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like these are things that people want to move to put themselves in the best chances to win if they're a free agent. And these teams are starting to get it now. The teams are like, man, look, hey, if we don't get Giannis no help next year, he going to be out of here. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get nothing for him. So either we're going to trade him now or we're going to put everything around him to help him win. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, it ain't no in-between anymore. It's either do it or don't do it. So to me, do you consider all these teams super teams? Or do you just say, I mean, is it really a super team?
So I think by definition, it is a super team. By definition. I think you need three players who are superstars on one team. I think that would be by definition a super team to me.
I agree with that.
So I agree with him saying it's a super team. Now, that doesn't mean anything because that doesn't mean that you win. Shit, look at the goddamn.
That was my point.
Look at the NCAA champion. I mean, March Madness right now, bro.
Yeah.
None of these players who are coming from Blue Bloods, none of these people who are five-star recruits, they look like they losing first.
Absolutely.
It's you have to play to win the game, bro. You play and you have to, you got to win, bro.
And so, just like you said, just because you got a great team don't mean you're going to win.
It don't last long, bro. Like,
it doesn't.
These are 2 to 3 year situations.
And they're going somewhere else.
And they're going to go somewhere else. Or injuries happen. Or life happens.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Or trades happen, like you just said. So it don't matter. I mean, whatever the hottest team is now, 2 to 3 years down the line, it's going to be another super team, quote unquote, and then people will feel the way about that.
But that's what I'm saying. These things has been happening, though. It's not new. You know what I'm saying? It's not new. It's not new that the Celtics put that team together. But like you said, how long were they together? What, 3 years? They won 1 out of 3. You think the Nets going to have the same amount of players for the next 6 years and make a 6 year run? No, the Warriors didn't do it. Injuries happen. You know what I'm saying? Injuries happen, and you thought that was a team that was just going to win all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't.
Shit, the Clippers, they lost last year in what, the second round?
Miami had LeBron James, D. Wade, and Chris Bosh, and they won added
2 out of 4 years.
Exactly. And lost the first.
Yeah, they lost the first and the last one.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not a guarantee. There's no guarantee championships. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because they put these teams together, either they get traded, they get hurt, it don't last long. Something always happens. Or the team don't have the money now, they can't pay them. They can't afford to pay everybody $30 million, $40, $50 million a year.
Or they might not get along. Shit, they had the money to pay Kevin Durant. The Warriors did. They just didn't get along.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And then he moved. He left.
Yeah.
Like, this stuff happens all the time. So my point to him was, it's not new. He's speaking to me as if this is new. And he's like, I hate it. I hate when they do this. And I'm like, but bro, like, it's not new. There's no teams out there. Like Chicago Bulls. Yeah, they won 6 championships, right? They won 6 championships, and then what happened? Scottie tried to go get a 7, baby. He went straight over to Houston to play with Barkley. It didn't work. They projected them to win. It didn't work. So what'd he do? He said, hey, going to the Blazers. Mm-hmm. They were projected to only team to beat the Lakers were the Blazers, bro, and they lost. You know what I'm saying? The Lakers – they put Gary Payton on the team, Karl Malone on the team with Shaq and Kobe. And none of them got along.
They lost.
And they lost. You know what I mean? So just because they put the teams together doesn't mean that they're going to win. And just because, like, these players, they and this stuff isn't new. And that was my beef with him, is that it's not new. This stuff's been happening since the beginning, bro. Well, the only sport that I really notice that I don't feel like that they load up, and maybe it's because I'm ignorant to the game, would probably be baseball. Because I think a lot of those players that are on baseball, like, even if they're really good, they normally are, like, drafted onto that team, or they sign to the team later on in the, you know,
so
in
there's their careers. Aspects of it, but the game forces them to be to get around that, right? Like, let's say you have three monster hitters for that 1 year, right? Like, you got the best hitters ever. The pitcher can literally walk them every time.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of like you could freeze them out. Or you have three or four great pitchers on the team. You know what I'm saying? That one game, the pitcher might be off, or they only pitch every other game, right? Like, so there's ways around kind of what you're saying, but I agree with you. A kind of baseball doesn't load up. They try to, but there's also the game forces ways around it, right? Like, you can't freeze out Tom Brady, right? He's going to get the ball. You can't freeze out LeBron James.
Right.
But top hitters, you can walk them every time. And now they'll never hit that game. You know what I'm saying?
So they won't even hit in the game.
Yeah. So there's ways around it. So,
yeah,
I'm with you. So shout out to Lee John.
That was my little beef, and you know he be listening to podcasts.
I don't know how old Lee John is.
We gonna argue today.
I take from talking with him, he seems a little bit younger. So you know, give him 5 to 10 years. I think
I ain't giving him shit.
His perception will change.
I ain't giving him
you know
shit.
What I'm saying, we speaking from an old shit. Head version of it. So, speaking of basketball, so shout out to. It is Women History Month. So shout out to women. Last week on ESPN, during the Jazz and Raptors game, it was the first all-female broadcast, first time ever. So you had females calling the game, females reporting on the game, female analysts coming to talk about the game. So it was the first time ever in history they had an all-female cast last week on ESPN. So shout out
to that, man. I love it.
Also, last thing I got, bro, was you a Kane fan? I love Kane.
From wrestling?
Wrestling. You like Kane? I love Kane. You know, first off, I was an Undertaker fan.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
But when Kane came, cool. You know, cool. I was like, I can see it. I like Kane, but, you know, he ain't Undertaker, right?
Right.
When Kane teamed up with X-Pac, right there, them two. Remember, I made them my top five. Remember, I made them my fifth. I cheated. I said them two were my number five. When they teamed up, every day I wanted to be like them, bro. I wanted to be – I forgot what their intro music was fire. Like, you know, X-Pac was NWX or NWO or whatever, but – they switched up, and then Kane was Dark Side, obviously, like Undertaker. So them two, I really enjoyed them. But last week, Kane was introduced to the 2021 Hall of Fame, man. So shout out to Kane. Shout out to him. Shout out to my wrestling fans out there.
And I saw Trish Stratus, too.
Oh, nuh-uh.
Yeah, she's in, too.
Okay. Well, shout out to her, man.
Yeah.
To my wrestling fans out there, he's in the Hall of Fame right now, so.
Yeah, what's up?
That's all I got,
and
man.
He was like a mayor or something like that of some place at one point.
Okay.
So yeah, man. Definitely shout out to them. Let me think. I think that's all I had for today, bro.
Okay. Easter Sunday coming up, man. Y'all be safe out there. Look clean. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, one last thing, man. Shout out to Nick Cannon. Wildin' Out is returning, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
So, okay. Yeah, they already put the teaser out for it and everything, too. So y'all YouTube that. So, yeah, that will be back, I believe, first week of April, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, man, shout out to Wildin' Out, man. I'm very excited about that. I caught on to that late in the game, but then I became a fan, bro. So, yeah, definitely shout out to them. And last but not least, bro, if you on stage in front of 50,000 people and you know that you don't have I don't know how to really say this, but if you don't have what it takes for a woman to whip it out, bro, don't let her do it. Don't let her do it. Don't do it, bro.
All bad, bro.
And don't just stand there either.
And he acted surprised too. Like, man, that's crazy. That's how he's acting.
He said, damn, that shit crazy.
That's nutty over there, huh?
Man.
That video's crazy, bro. That video.
Yeah. So until next time, Antonio, what do you always tell the people, bro?
Hey, especially in this climate, bro, with these fuckboys running around, keep your shoes by your feet. If you do not understand what that means, I'm never going to tell you.
If you don't know what that means, go watch the video.
But understand.
He didn't have his shoes.
Shoes are a metaphor. Keep them by your feet, bro. Whatever it is, you can make shoes whatever you want. Just keep them by your feet, bro. Stay ready, though.
Stay ready.
Got you, man.
Till next time, y'all. This is the A-Squared Podcast. We out of here. Peace.